Fen Bay building, the sewer at the top of this development right here.
Okay.
And the sewer at the top of Cedar, and my understanding with Old County Road, you know.
Oh, there, at last.
Wait, don't take our capacity away, we need it. Upper Cedar's great.
I was gonna say something. I realized we're being paid.
And I'm seeing a couple little spot industrial, but.
Yeah, that's weird, that was one of those things way back when, you know, who knows who, and they wanted to put a little distribution.
Oh, yeah.
Blue ribbon.
Yeah, on the track.
Pets.
On Hand Street or something, they said, yeah, let's make it industrial. I don't think this, well, I don't, I mean, how much land would a facility like this, you couldn't do it on.
And that's the Bear Point right there.
A 500 kilowatt, sure.
Really?
But that is the railroad track there too, so it's not sound free, I don't know.
So what's the question, Kevin?
But I think we're trying to answer two questions. One is that what zones does the board want to allow larger, whatever we mean that to be, power generation facilities? And what is the threshold going to be for commercial zones? Or is it going to be one, it's just going to be the review standards? Those are two questions.
I think larger facilities should be in industrial and.
Or maybe even industrial park.
Yeah, maybe even industrial park, because some of the industrial areas are.
There is area.
Close to.
Yeah, but there's some sensitive areas around those other industrial.
There's a quarry too.
Yeah, but that would.
That's mostly.
I think the park is smart, and I mean, I think you're right about it being in the industrial park, not just industrial.
But, I mean, not that we're worried about Allen's Head.
Oh, we don't care about Allen's Head.
But, I mean, honestly, on the backside of the industrial park, you say only all the industrial parks that bother somebody, there's residential abutting in the industrial park.
I've had to deal with noise complaints in that subdivision from our industrial park. One of the things that bothers me is the fact that industrial park was there, they chose to build a house there, and they also chose to.
Let, clear all the trees.
Clear everything, they cleared everything, so they're looking right at the back of the industrial building.
And I was like, I went up there the other day, I was like, that's the UPS store, I can't believe you can see that. I don't think that is like problem free, sure.
Yeah, but I think the industrial park is defined pretty clear, I mean, we're not, you go in there knowing, and as John said, anybody who's built around it knew it was an industrial park, it's not a new designation. It's not like it's something the city has determined should now become industrial park.
But on Thompson Street, there are some homes there, so we will have to deal somewhat with those residences.
But those residences know they're next to an industrial park.
Yeah, but they were there first.
Well, I think it's problematic anywhere else in the city for a larger.
I think that's the best place for it, and maybe over by the dump, you know?
Yeah, I don't see why that would be a problem, but maybe I'm thinking of that.
I'm sorry, you didn't see what would be a problem?
By the dump?
The dump area.
Plus the power.
That business park area and this.
My guess would be if anything, this would turn from BP to industrial.
Yeah.
Right, that makes perfect sense. So BP hasn't really worked out the way they had hoped, yeah.
And you do have the buffer of, I mean, you have the buffer of the CMP lines.
We've got specific screening and buffering that we're gonna put in there.
Yes, we still have some blanks to fill out.
And we've got noise regulations that they're gonna have to.
We can put up a, we can have a truck put up a wall for us. That would help.
That's true, if you go BP here, then you're only trying to cut it.
On my walls.
Boy, what funny zoning you have.
Oh, yeah.
So are we saying industrial park or industrial and industrial park?
Industrial zone.
Industrial zone, is that what we're saying?
That's what Amy's saying, Amy's saying anyway.
I'm raising a question, but I don't, but I also see the industrial zone as cutting little slits into residential areas.
There's two places that are rather.
Yeah, that one, the distribution center, yeah.
And if you can do it on an acre, they can do it there. and there is where the Fairpoint building is. Right across from Mandy Trump. I don't think she'd live another day if she ever heard that was gonna happen.
Ron's laughing too, by the way.
No, just knowing Maggie, I mean.
Yeah, right, right. So, it's just, it's too bad we can't kind of define those larger areas as something separate from those, from the small parcels.
I think we may.
Personally, I don't see any big deal with making these not industrial.
Well, I was gonna say, I would say to council, industrial park, and if you wanted industrial and industrial park, remove the industrial, I mean, just change the zoning of those other ones.
On the loop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's more of a council question, like this is more impact to the city than, we're not elected.
Yeah, but we're trying, we have to read it.
Yeah, we need to make a, I mean, I think, I also think the council isn't.
Hope they're weighing in on this, I feel like this is a lot of.
That well, I mean, the council struggles as much as you folks do with the oddities of the zone boundaries, for example. And we're all the time, or we got one on our agenda for Monday night of, what is it? There's virtually no place in town you can have a standalone auto repair facility. You know, it has to be either connect, it has to primarily be connected to a dealership or any number of other things. So I think it's just seeing or listening to it is helpful to me. I think the planning board says to the council, you know, we think industrial park and these with these challenges would be places council should consider. You could hedge it, so I'm not saying we're recommending this. We suggest the council consider the design be applied to the industrial park and possibly these areas with changes. Again, hedge your language.
Right. Larger, the larger parcels.
Nope.
I think John does. Those areas that might be outside the industrial park where it might.
Where there's already existing pretty good buffers and.
But I think we all agree that outside.
Limitation though.
The industrial areas, we don't want to see this develop.
But you're talking about the industrial area, and I think there was also.
I think there's qualification on industrial, it's not a blanket saying industrial is a good idea. Industrial park, I'm okay with just because it is an industrial park.
Let me push the question, can you, could you resolve your questions about the rest of the industrial area in the context of setbacks?
There is a 75-foot setback between industrial and residential.
Industrial uses, yeah.
And I think that was one of the specific questions that came from the public forums is if a power generation facility is abutting an industrial use regardless of the zone, should these standards be applied differently? So I think there is a framework already proposed here that, and I'm not advocating for that, I'm just following the thought process through, that if you say the industrial zone, but if it is abutting a non-industrial use, you increase the setback or you measure the sound, not at the property line, but you know, 50 feet inside the property line on the applicants. I'm making it up, Dan, seriously. But you get the idea of what I'm saying.
Right. So that's only for residential areas, right? The 75-foot setback?
Yeah.
So you're talking about commercial, any other zone, possibly having that setback?
Didn't you mean residential?
Or did you mean both?
Well.
I said anything non-industrial is what I heard.
Yeah, I was trying to address.
Right.
I wasn't meaning, I was trying to capture PETA's point of PETA saying that she had reservations about just saying industrial point blank. And I was asking whether, rather than going through a bunch of complicated zoning changes, whether you could address that change by saying industrial, broadly speaking, but with additional restrictions if it's not abutting another industrial use. I'm making it up here, so don't take me too seriously.
I mean, I
do that every day, Larry.
I am wary of just saying industrial, especially if that business park goes almost pulled into industrial, because I've seen them wedged into very residential areas.
But I
do see some potential places for development other than just the industrial park where that might be appropriate, that area behind the jail.
But if the setbacks were big enough, that little parcel where the old beverage building is, they couldn't build on it if it was 75-foot back from, on every line? Because it's surrounded by residential.
Yeah, a couple acres, isn't it?
It's not surrounded by it.
I think that'd be nice, I would say just.
The thing I worry about with what Larry's saying is, I mean, you know, additional restrictions, we're gonna have to come up with those.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we do have that problem with, even in the industrial park, abutting those houses on Thompson Street.
Well, for the purposes of now.
Okay.
We could say, this is industrial park, and just keep it simple. And then the other can be discussed, and it can be amended later. I mean, I think we could very easily start making change in little ones and trigger other stuff, and that's something I would wanna look.
I mean, really, was the task of the planning board to really come up with standards, not so much.
Zoning just seems, doesn't seem.
We now have, with respect to the section 19302, words and phrases defined in chapter 19, we now have a new one, which is onsite power generation facility. The facility which generates electricity in excess of 500 kilowatts.
I have it.
No, I'm sorry.
Of a nice night. Yeah.
So that starts with the O, with O, onsite. And presumably, we also want a grid-scale power generation facility in our words and phrases defined, which is the one that.
Yeah, that'll be the trigger for what use is permitted in the industrial zone. So now you need to grapple with, you know, what size and what sale of electricity will be the demarcating line.
So.
That would strictly.
That creates it as a separate use that is subject to zoning.
Yeah, in the industrial zone or industrial park or whatever.
Well, that's what we have to figure out.
Right, right.
Right?
Well, let's just stick with how we're gonna define it first.
Okay.
Because the words and phrases defined first, okay?
Very good.
So we got.
We're on the G.
So we got onsite ones under O.
And on that one, are we scratching anything after watts?
Yes.
Yeah, but that concept goes in 16.
That goes under a different chapter.
This is, says chapter 19, 19302, words.
Well, that's where Kevin said we need to split this up.
Right.
No, I mean, this is all words and phrases defined, isn't it?
I have, it's, see, what I've never understood quite from the beginning is that this showed up as an amendment around the, now it's not showing up on you, the original one around the industrial zone or industrial park. So I'm not authorizing site plan review of development in the city of Rockland Industrial Park. That's the original draft. And now we're.
Because an industrial park doesn't need to come before the planning board, so that's in there to trigger a review.
Well, so, but now we're just looking at the general. I mean, we've gone beyond that and into.
I think Gary's point here was that the initial draft was never intended to focus on the industrial park. It was, if they didn't make that change, a power plant could be located in industrial park with no site plan review.
Yep, no, I understand that, but it's when you're reading it, just trying to understand how this fits in the whole. Because it's a big picture question that I keep getting stuck on, and I thought that Kevin had a good answer, just to move that 500 kilowatt over to the sixth, chapter 16.
Yep.
Therefore, everything gets reviewed, and it's not a question.
And we'll add that to section 16201, which states, that states what you review.
Right.
So in 16201, it says you review, you know, new structures or multi-unit residential development of 5 units or more. So we'll add a third concept that you also review.
Onsite power generation.
Power generation facilities, and that will be defined as 500 kilowatts or more, period. So if that's added to a building or an existing structure to supplement its energy resources, you'll get an opportunity to review it.
So that's everything.
Whether or not there's a structure, you know, a building actually, or a new site being developed.
Right, and whether or not it goes anywhere.
So we'll take care of that.
Right.
So now the issue is, back in 19, here, what, yeah, where's the distinguishing line between where you want to limit where an energy production facility goes? Is it 1 megawatt? Is it 5 megawatts?
Is there a way to distinguish it from it being, even though they may be selling it back to CMP, but it's for their own purpose? That seems like what the difference is.
Which is defined as net metering.
Yeah, if Fisher Engineering wanted to develop some sort of power plant, you know, that was, yes, we have to review it in the same way under 19, right? But it's not the same thing. It's not grid scale.
Well, I think the language would be something like, you know, generating power for use on site or to offset power needs of the company or business.
So maybe you could say facility north, what you just said.
Or maybe even a more general way is to say facility that generates no more power than is consumed on site, right? I mean, that would rip in and cover all cases.
Whether you pick a percentage, no more than 20% or something.
I think the hang up ratio, to use Mike and Dan's net meter comment, that it is perfectly legal in Maine to generate power on one site it's not literally powering the other site, it's offsetting your bill from the other site. So if you take O'Hara Corporation, for example, who has, I don't know, 6 or 7 properties, a fairly big flat roof parcel down here. And
you can make a power plant up on Route 90 and sell it to the grid and have money to do
that,
and offsetting the cost.
Right. That was what my point was. It's not a common, you know, Scarborough, it's a small plant, Scarborough, with whether net meter 5, whether for shoulders or something like that.
But it's still got all the same issues of potential.
Well, that's what we asked about the 5 megawatts, I think, came in last time. I think that's kind of how we got there.
It still has to be the generating source, the on-site generator, has to be attached to a facility with a meter that will be using it. It's just under net metering, the excess goes out and can get applied to others. So they can't build it in one location if they don't have a building and a meter already established and then try to apply it to others.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they couldn't do it.
Yeah, it has to be tied to an existing facility.
Well, they could if they owned a piece of property on Route 90.
They do own a piece of property.
And they could put a building up and then...
Personally, I'm pretty sure that has to be an existing meter.
I think I disagree with you.
Really? Okay.
I mean the Belfast PV on their landfill, there's nothing there.
That's true. Yeah.
Nothing there anymore. You only had a 110 line up there.
Yeah.
It's really complicated because you don't really want to discourage somebody. Energy costs, but at the same time, but is the review that onerous that you wouldn't be able to meet these standards for a small facility or something? Treat them all the same.
Yeah. Well, they largely are going to be treated the same. The only real distinction we're trying to draw is for them.
Is where to prohibit them. And I think there are language, maybe, you know, Dan and I could work on something that says, because I think the basic concept is that you're generating power for use at the site or for use by that business. You had a site in Rockland or something.
That's
like
what I was trying to get at, for generating no more power than is consumed on the site, because that would cover, that would be, I think, an unambiguous way of covering that, right? That would prohibit the net metering, though, if they did want to go to a net metering.
Oh, no. I guess I'm trying to say the inverse of what I mean. That, like, it would not prohibit that if that were the case. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, double negatives.
Yeah, they're always dangerous.
Yeah, you're the guy with the match.
Yeah, right.